Some 7 of us were there, and as a senior NCO, I led the way along the trench. One Hun came round the corner, and he would have been dead but for his cry, "Kamerad blessé." I lowered my rifle and, making sure he had no weapon, passed him to the rear and led on. We had just connected up with our party on the left when I felt a pressure of tons upon my head. My right eye was sightless. With the other, I saw my hand with one finger severed, covered in blood. A great desire came over me to sink to the ground, into peaceful oblivion. But the peril of such weakness came to my mind, and with an effort, I pulled myself together. I tore my helmet from my head, for the concussion had rammed it tight down. The man in front bandaged my head and eye. Blood was pouring into my mouth, down my tunic. They made way for me, uttering cheery words. "Stick it, Corporal. You'll soon be in Blighty," one said. Another, "Best of luck, old man." I made my way slowly, not in pain. I was too numbed for that. My officer gave me a pull at his whiskey bottle, and further on our stretcher bearers bandaged my head and wiped as much blood as they could from my face. I felt I could go no further, but a runner who was going to HQ led me back. I held on to his equipment, halting for cover when a shell came near and hurrying when able. I eventually got to our first aid post, and there I fainted away.